This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Worldwide, more than 160,000 people have died from coronavirus, almost two-thirds of them in Europe, the continent hardest hit by the virus. This from a total of 2.3 million confirmed cases. In the United States, the country with the most reported deaths, more than 39,000 have died, followed by Italy, Spain, and France. Spain registered a sharp drop in the daily death toll from coronavirus Sunday, from 565 to 410. However, the number of infections is still on the rise, with more than 4,200 new cases in the past 24 hours. The daily increase in coronavirus deaths in New York State has dropped under 550 for the first time in over 2 weeks, as hospitalizations continue to decline. But Governor Andrew Cuomo warned Saturday the crisis is far from over. Hospitals are still reporting nearly 2,000 new COVID-19 patients per day. The state logged 540 deaths Friday from COVID-19, the lowest number since April 1st. Countries worldwide are wrestling with when and how to ease restrictions meant to slow the spread of the coronavirus amid rising unemployment. Spain, which imposed one of the strictest lockdowns in Europe in mid-March, announced it will start easing restrictions on children. In the United States, 17 governors, whose states are home to about half the country's population, have joined one of three regional pacts meant to smooth the eventual reopening of their economies. Adding to the pressure are protests against stay-at-home orders organized by small government groups and Trump supporters. For the latest on COVID-19 and other news of the day, visit us at voanews.com or download our app. From Washington, this is VOA News.